So what are the steps in implementing, the predictive maintenance? So starting with step one, we need to define the goals and the scope. So you need to identify critical assets for the PDM, the predictive maintenance. It's not that every equipment you will cover under predictive maintenance. Only the critical ones, which are mission critical, are the ones which you would like to cover under predictive maintenance. Set measurable objectives, such as reduce downtime by 25%, cut maintenance cost by 15%. And here, the reduced downtime is not the breakdown time. You're talking of the downtime in terms of the preventive maintenance. Establish key performance indicators, like what is the mean time between failure. So you are trying to prolong the mean time between failure. Suppose you were having a certain failure, let's say of the belts, maybe every 2 years, then now your aim will be to stretch it to 3 years, or the life of the bearing, which you previously had to change every 4 years, you would like to change it to maybe 5 or 6 years. So mean time between failure is what you would like to prolong. Overall equipment effectiveness. So here is basically the availability of the equipment for active production. So you would like to reduce the downtime. And normally the downtime can be on account of material scheduling, shift change, holidays, etc. One of the major part also is breakdown maintenance or preventive maintenance. So you would like to increase the overall effectiveness of the equipment by reducing the breakdown part or the maintenance part. Coming to step two, assess the data and infrastructure. So evaluate the existing data sources. What are the sensors, logs, maintenance records that you already have? Ensure IoT sensors are integrated for real-time data collection. So if you already have IoT, the Internet of Things sensors, then they are integrated with real-time data collection with your systems. And this we'll see it in the future steps. Assess IT infrastructure compatible for data storing and processing. So one thing is you have the sensors, which collect the data, real-time data. But this data needs to be stored for machine learning. So you need to have the IT infrastructure which is compatible for storage of this data. Step three, select the AI tools and the platform. So choose suitable AI framework. And these are the names of some of the frameworks which are available, such as TensorFlow or PyTorch, and cloud platforms like Azure Machine Learning or AWS AI. So these platforms are also for storage of the data for the machine learning. Select the predictive maintenance software. Now again, these are specialized software. Such you have software like IBM Maximo, SAP Predictive Maintenance, or it could be a custom built software from some other party, third parties, because there are a lot of parties which are offering solutions in this aspect. Integrate AI tools with ERP and computerize maintenance management system for seamless automation. So you have to integrate these tools, which we talked about. They have to be integrated with your ERP system or with your CMMS system. The step four is to start collecting and preparing the data. Aggregate historical and real-time sensor data for model training. So you have to now train the AI model, the machine learning model. You have to start training it. And you have to tell it what is normal and what is not normal. So pre-process data, remove the noise, correct the anomalies, and fill the missing value. So you have to restore the machine condition, etc., before you can start teaching the machine learning module what is a normal operation like. and you need to remove any noise. Noise is not the noise, the audible noise, but the data noise, you know, so that irrelevant data are removed. Label data sets for supervised learning or use anomaly detection models. So labeling data set is basically about talking about the machines, or you know, that means which particular equipment the data is coming from, what time, what date, which operator. So all these can be the labels attached to the data set. And then this data becomes, the label data is what we call as the supervised data. So this supervised learning, or we can go for an anomaly detection where you have unlabeled data and you are going to try and recognize patterns to recognize any anomalies. Step 5, develop and train AI models. Choose a predictive AI algorithm. And again, here you have certain choices, something called as a random forest, or long-term, short-term memories. Train models using past equipment failure data and validate the accuracy. So you have to start training the model using the failure data. So if you have the sensor data available from the past during failures, then you feed the data and the kind of a failure that you faced, so that the machine learns as to the data can be correlated with the kind of failure. Use cross-validation techniques to improve predictive reliability. So cross-validation using different validation techniques to actually zero in on the predictions and the validity of, or the accuracy of the predictions. Step 6, deploy and monitor AI models. So you then start deploying the AI models on cloud or edge computing device for real-time predictions. Continuously monitor model performance and retrain with updated data. So you are now building the data model. You're collecting the information, you're collecting the data, which will be used by the AI for future predictions. So you are monitoring the model, you are actually training the model to detect the failure modes, etc. Conduct A/B testing, comparing AI-driven predictive maintenance against traditional maintenance method. So initially, whatever prediction comes out of the AI-driven system, they need to be checked against the traditional maintenance methods. So whatever the predictive maintenance has predicted, whether it matches with the traditional maintenance method. So suppose it told you that the belt needs to be replaced, and you check whether really the belt needs a replacement or it is some other component which is failing. Or when it says that the bearing needs to be changed, then you have to check whether really that is the case. Step 7, integrate AI into maintenance workflows. So once your system is now getting matured, integrate it with your maintenance workflows. So provide maintenance team with the real-time AI alerts. So once you're confident that the system is performing in a predictable and fairly accurate way, you provide the alerts, real-time alerts to your maintenance team. Automate scheduling through CMMS integration. So even scheduling of maintenance, whenever there is an alert, through the CMMS system, you can automate it so that the system can schedule the maintenance on the next weekly off or so. Train personnel in AI interpretation and decision making. And the last, this is the most important step, because the people have to be able to fine-tune the system and learn to operate with the AI interpretations, etc. Step 8, scale and optimize. So we start with the pilot with maybe one or few machines, and then we can scale it up to more number of machines. So you can start with the pilot project to test the feasibility and the accuracy and the predictability, and then analyze the result, refine the model, and then you can deploy it across multiple equipment of the same type or the same family. Step 9, deployment and training. So implement predictive maintenance across all targeted facilities. Conduct extensive training sessions for maintenance teams. Step 10, continuous monitoring and model retraining. So from here on, you are deploying it across different sites for similar kind of machines or similar family of machines. And then you are monitoring, because you need to retrain and constantly check whether the predictions are aligned with the actual anomaly that is noticed on the equipment. So key performance indicators for predictive maintenance: to ensure effectiveness of predictive maintenance systems using artificial intelligence, it needs to evaluate their impact using well-defined KPIs. So I'm not going into the details. You can go through some of the KPIs which are actually crucial in ensuring that predictive maintenance is working effectively. Continuation is here, so you can go through this. Real-time industry applications. So in the manufacturing industry, we are going to look at the use case. Predicting failures in robotic arm and CNC machines using vibration and temperature data. So AI applications, deep learning models analyze time series data to detect anomalies. So as we have seen, whenever there is a bearing failure, etc., you can clearly see certain symptoms such as vibrations, rise in temperature, increase in energy consumption. So these are actually signs which tell you that there is an anomaly, there is a failure which is imminent on the equipment. So the impact: minimized production downtime, ensuring smooth workflow, optimized throughput, because you don't have surprises. You don't have a breakdown which will stop your production lines, because that is the worst thing which can happen. It's better that you have a scheduled maintenance when you actually set the machine right, and which does not disrupt your regular production scheduling or workflow. Optimized throughput, increasing operational efficiency. Enhanced equipment reliability, reducing emergency repairs. So no longer emergency repairs. The reliability of the equipment improves, and you have sufficient time to schedule the maintenance of the equipment. Energy and utilities. So use case: monitoring wind turbines and power transformers for wear and tear. So AI applications, digital twins, and machine learning based simulation predict potential failures. What is the impact? Prevents unplanned outages, improving reliability. Extend asset lifespan, reducing replacement cost. Boost energy efficiency, optimizing resource utilization. Not so much aware about the wind turbines, etc. But in power transformers, there are certain clear signs which are visible, because power transformers, they use oil as an insulation, and the coils run through the oil. Now, these oils are supposed to be moisture free. And if there is ingress of moisture, there can be a breakdown of the dielectric properties or the insulation properties of the oil. So there is a continuous monitoring of the oil quality, and whenever the quality is nearing a point where it can fail, a predictive maintenance is planned, where the oil is processed to remove any moisture which may be inside the oil. And normally there are vent holes in the transformers. So the moisture does tend to enter into the transformers through those vent holes. So this way, you can prevent the failure of a transformer by monitoring the quality of the oil and addressing the quality of the oil before a failure actually occurs. Transportation sector, the use case: anticipating engine and brake failure in trains, aircrafts, and fleets. So AI application, reinforcement learning dynamically adjusts maintenance schedules. Impact, improves passenger and operator safety. Especially, if you look at air, because trains, etc., yes, it is very crucial, but the most important is aircrafts. And here, the passenger safety, because, it's the speed at which an aircraft travels is much higher. So, it basically improves the safety for the passengers as well as the operator, that is the airline, and thus reducing the risk. Minimizes maintenance cost, ensuring cost-effective fleet management. Oil and gas industry. Use case: detecting leaks, corrosions, and pressure anomalies in pipelines. AI application: unsupervised learning models flag operational irregularities. What is the impact? Mitigates environmental risks, ensuring compliance with regulations. Reduces downtimes, enhancing production continuity. So here, there are pipelines which are running, either over the ground, or they may be running under the sea, etc. Now, if there is any leak, there is bound to be an environmental impact. There is going to be, pollution and contamination in the seas, etc. So whenever there is a drop in the flow between the pumping station and the receiving station, it flags basically a leak. Or if there is a pressure drop, then these are telltale signs. So this is where, the unsupervised learning models come into play, which basically flag anomaly, which, prompts people to inspect and, address the issue. Healthcare industry. So use case: predicting performance issues in MRI machines, ventilators, and medical devices. You can see these are all very crucial. MRI is a diagnostic machine, but when you see ventilator, it's a life-saving equipment. Even some of the medical devices, if they malfunction, like for example, if you have a pacemaker or an insulin pump. So if any malfunction occurs, this can be life-threatening. So how does AI application help here? Natural language processing analyzes maintenance logs. So it analyzes what are the kind of failures, what is the frequency of the failures, and it basically, based on that and on condition monitoring, analyzes any anomalies. So what is the impact? Ensures uninterrupted availability of critical medical equipment, enhances patient care, reducing equipment-related risks. Coming to the summary, predictive maintenance using artificial intelligence is a latest approach that helps organizations detect equipment issues before they lead to a failure. So you are able to get an alert, schedule a maintenance before a breakdown actually occurs. And all this without disrupting the production schedules, etc. This proactive strategy enhances equipment reliability, extends the lifespan and reduces the unexpected downtime. Because if there is a downtime on a normal working day, operation day, then the entire production schedule gets disturbed. So you are avoiding this. So unexpected downtime, making it a valuable tool in modern industries like manufacturing, energy, and transportation. AI enhances predictive maintenance by leveraging machine learning models that learn from real-world data, such as vibration, temperature, and usage history, to identify signs of wear or malfunction. So basically, it is learning from experience, learning from past data, and able to predict future failures based on the real-time data. These intelligent systems continuously improve over time and provide insights that human operators might miss. So as we said, as the data grows, so does the accuracy of the system. And as you remove the noise and the irrelevant data, the systems become more and more accurate. So as a result, organizations benefit from lower maintenance cost, improved safety, and better use of resources. So your resources are available for a higher amount of time. As we said, the overall equipment efficiency improves. The downtime of the equipment is reduced drastically. This is the future of smart maintenance and plays a key role in evolving landscapes of Industry 4. So thank you very much.